Welcome to our Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Today on our program, you're going to hear a teaching that I am using exclusively here on radio. This isn't on my television broadcast, but this is a teaching that I did at a Gospel Truth seminar, and it's being played exclusively for our radio audience. I believe it's going to be a blessing to you, so listen, and at the end of the program, you'll hear our announcer come on and share with you about how you can receive this very teaching that you'll be listening to today. You can get to where, man, the love of God is so good, and you enjoy the love of God that you just don't enjoy being griping and complaining anymore. You can actually get to where killing and murdering and hatred and strife and yelling at each other that most of us spend hours a day in watching and being entertained by just doesn't excite you as much as knowing that God loves you. You can get to where you love God more than you love the television set. It can happen. Amen or oh me. Brothers and sisters, God loves us and He wants to just release His power. Not only to heal you and prosper you, but so that He can have intimacy with you, so that He can know you in the scriptural sense of the word, so that you can know Him. That's what life's all about. Nothing else matters. And if that's not your attitude, well then your attitude's wrong. You need to adopt my attitude. You need to adopt what the word says and head in that direction. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Father, I praise You and I thank You, Father, for Your love for us. Thank You, Jesus, that You don't only love us for what we can do for You. You just love us. Father, thank You. And I pray especially for so many people in here who are always in need, always have some crisis, always have a problem. And they've accepted You and aren't benefiting from eternal life. They're just full of problems instead of full of You. Father, I pray that You help those people to humble themselves, receive this truth, to acknowledge that we have put the emphasis on what You give instead of on knowing You. Father, I pray that people all across this auditorium, in their heart right now, would just repent, turn from this. Father, many of them haven't heard the truth, and so faith hasn't come by hearing. But they've heard it tonight. Father, I'm praying that now they would respond in faith to the Word and just make a commitment that, God, I want to know You. Like the Apostle Paul said, he counted everything but dung that he might know You and the power of Your resurrection. Father, I pray that people would just get this desire to know You. Father, to get to where they are full of all of the love and the joy and the peace that You have made available. That, Father, they would take advantage of what You died to produce. That we wouldn't wait until heaven, but that we would experience salvation here in this life. Thank You, Jesus. Praise the Lord. You know, God's speaking to a number of people here tonight. And just in your heart, He's drawing you into a close relationship with Him. You don't even know how to get there, but the first step is to make a commitment. It says in 1 Timothy chapter 1 that God will keep that which we commit. But no committing, no keeping. You have to make a commitment. You have to say, God, I'm sorry, I haven't been pursuing this. I've been pursuing my healing, my prosperity. I've been pursuing this, but I haven't pursued You. I'm after what You can give me, but not after You. You need to make a decision. There's some people here. You know, every one of us, when I preach on this, I need to love God more. I need to appropriate it more. I need to be more focused on God. So every person in here needs to go deeper in their relationship with God. But there are some of you here that honestly, this hasn't been your focus. You are doing your own thing. You are looking to God. You're seeking God, but you aren't seeking God so that you could have a great relationship with Him. You're seeking God so that you could get your needs met. You're like the people in the Bible who Jesus said, you seek Me not because you love Me, but because you ate of the bread and are full. And there's people in here that you just need to make a commitment. That, God, I'm sorry, I've been seeking Your hand instead of Your face. I've been seeking what You will produce. And God, I want to know You. If you've never made that commitment to really know God, well, then you need to make a commitment. He will keep what you commit to. And I'd like to ask you, if that's you tonight, if this hasn't been your focus. Now, let me qualify this. If you've made that decision, even if you haven't fulfilled it perfectly, I haven't fulfilled it perfectly. None of us have fulfilled it perfectly. I'm not asking you to respond. But if you haven't made this commitment, if you really haven't longed to know Jesus, this is a revelation to you. And tonight you say, I want to commit to that. I just want to ask you to stand right where you are. And I'm going to lead you in a prayer of commitment. And God's going to keep that which you commit. But you need to stand and make a commitment. Now this is if you haven't made that before. I'm not talking about if you made it and you failed. But if this is new, if this is a revelation, and if you haven't made that commitment, and tonight you're saying, Father, I want to know you. I want to experience your love and your joy and your peace. If you haven't made that commitment, I want you to stand and make that commitment tonight. And I'm going to specifically pray this won't work if you're seated. You know what? If you need to do this, don't sit there and say, well, I think I'll just sit here. No, I'm going to pray it won't work. You're going to have to do something. I'm not asking you to do something hard. I'm just asking you to stand. But you have to humble yourself and you have to admit to God and to people that, you know what, I haven't made God, knowing God first thing in my life. And I need to do that. And from now on, that's going to be my desire. I want to know God. Still got people standing up. I know some of you are thinking about, well, man, this is a huge commitment. I'm not sure I can keep it. You can't. You'll fail. But you know what? It needs to be a commitment that you make, and then God will hold you to it, and He'll forgive you when you fall short. But you just need to make a commitment. God, this is what I want. You don't have to arrive. Just leave. Get moving in that direction. Amen. Make a decision that I'm not going to be a self-centered person and just thinking of my own things. I want to put God first. I want to know Him. You know, Jamie's playing a song, Oh, I Want to Know Him More. And part of the words say, and I would give my final breath to know you in your death and resurrection. And that's really what it takes. You have to be willing to say, God, I want to know you more than I want to live. As long as you can live without knowing God, you will. But when you get to a place where, God, I'm not going to live my life anymore without being full of the love of God and without knowing you, I'm not going to live that way. When you get that committed, you'll connect. You'll get a revelation of God's love. But you've got to make that commitment. Anybody else? Still got people standing up. You know, I know that this is a big decision, but it's either yes or no. And somebody's thinking, well, let me think about it. I don't want to let you think about it. Look, you've been thinking about it for 20, 30, 40 years, and you haven't come to the right conclusion. If the Holy Spirit has touched you tonight, if you felt the drawing of the Holy Spirit, if right now you desire to make this commitment, you ought to respond to God and not lean under your own understanding. You ought to respond while the Lord's knocking at your door. Anybody else? Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for all of these people who've stood. And I thank you, Father, for the revelation of your word. Thank you that you didn't come just to forgive our sins so that we wouldn't go to hell and suffer your punishment. But Father, thank you that you love us, that you want relationship with us, intimacy with us, that Father, you want to tell us how much you love us. You want to build us up. Father, forgive us for being ignorant of this. Forgive us for not studying the Word and finding this out on our own. Father, forgive us for being occupied with all of these other things and having to have all of this other stuff to fill the spot in our life that you can only fill. Father, tonight we're standing and humbling ourselves and repenting and saying, we want to know you. We're making a commitment to know you. Father, that nobody else will have to tell us about you. That we won't have to listen to somebody else's report. But Father, we'll know you personally. That you'll reveal yourself to us. Father, we want to know you. And we're making that commitment. We stand on this promise that if we commit, you are faithful and just to keep that which we commit. Father, as we go out of here and begin to start being exposed back to our old lifestyle, all of our habits, all of our programs, all of our thoughts and things. Father, I believe that your Holy Spirit is there to keep us committed to you, focused on you, honoring you, seeking you. Father, I believe that you place a supernatural hunger in our lives to know you more. A holy dissatisfaction with being normal. That, Father, we would want to know you. Father, I believe that you do that for every person who's standing. And, Father, I just thank you. I know that this is your will. I know that you love every one of us. And, Father, now that we are opening up the door to our life, I just thank you that you are going to come in and there's going to be supernatural manifestation. Right now, the Scripture says, Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is here right now. And as you've opened up your heart and invited him in just to know him more, God is healing broken hearts. Right now, things are being changed. The captives are being set free. The anointing of God is setting people free right now. A work has begun. Man, you need to go out and praise God. Even if you can't see the deliverance that you need yet, praise him because you've got the one who brings the deliverance, and it's just a matter of time until you see these things come to pass. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we agree and we receive that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father.
That's all the time we have for today. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM235 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. You can also get Andrew's book titled A Better Way to Pray for a gift of any amount when you ask for book number R321. The fifth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the fifth teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you as you write in to get these materials. Remember, today is our last day to offer you this teaching as a gift. But when you call or write, I'd like to encourage you to become a partner with us. You know, the things that we're doing, we're reaching people all over the world, and this is changing people's lives. I can guarantee you that the things that I said today changed millions of people's attitudes all over the world. But it costs a lot of money to do this, and there's other people that we could reach if we just were on more outlets, if we were on more times per day. We need people to stand with us, and I'd like to ask you that if you've been blessed by this ministry, then be a blessing to someone else. Call that number and become a partner today.